Well, good afternoon and welcome into today's community comment. I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this afternoon our guest here on the program this afternoon is Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having me again, Kevin.
And just a quick note, we are only streaming on a video this afternoon, no airing on 95.3 WBEV due to the Wisconsin Badgers basketball game taking on the Montana Grizzlies here right at 12:30. So tip is, I think, already underway. They're probably playing as we speak. But so just video today. We could potentially go for hours since we're not beholden to the radio logs. But we'll wrap up right around 1 o'clock. The chief's a busy man. He's got things to do. But chief, hopefully you didn't have plans to sit down and watch the game this afternoon. You got other.
Yeah, it would have been nice. Go Badgers. Go Bucky.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the chief for being able to still come in and talk about a lot of important things that are happening in Waupun. Obviously, since this is just video, we do not have a board op, so phone calls will won't be able to take any phone calls today. So next time the chief is on every other month, so the next time will be in June. May, I believe.
May.
Months are already starting to blend together here for me. So next time in May, when the chief is on, we'll be able to open those phone lines and get to questions that our audience will have. For our guest again today on Community Comment, Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh here on Community Comment this afternoon. And Chief, I want to start things off today talking about some department updates. Now, we've seen on Facebook here over the last couple of weeks the agency sharing a lot of exciting news when it comes to swearing in, bringing in new staff. Just where is the Waupun Police Department at currently when it comes to their staffing?
Yeah, we're in a good spot. We can't hire anymore right now, so that's a good spot to be in.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're full on paper, but yet we're still, you know, we got a guy that's going to be deployed this summer. We got a guy out on an injury, and one that's going to be going to the academy shortly. So we're still down a little bit, but it's a good feeling. I think it helps morale at the police department seeing that, and it's been a little bit since we've had them. Type of numbers. So
good. Yeah. And obviously, is there still some training that needs to go involved with some of these new hires before they're out on the streets and being able to do the job?
Yeah. So we have a field training program for new patrol officers with our new detective position. That's kind of, she's learning from Lieutenant Williams on some investigative techniques and kind of tagging along with him, taking on some cases of her own, but ultimately she's going to also have to train in patrol as well. So it's a little more complex for that position, but you know, we'll get through it.
Yeah, and maybe just another quick thought on being able to have a fully rounded out staff. I know a topic that we've discussed back when you first started coming on the show was this was an important thing for you to do as chief, was being able to round out your staff, bring in hires. And you mentioned it just helps morale. It helps ease the workload for other members on the department to be able to have every position filled. Just how important that is now moving forward to be able to do what you guys need to do there in Waupun.
Right, it's huge, you know, especially for burnout. You know, you hear a lot of law enforcement, police, fire, EMS, the burnout rate, and it is true. You know, I see people coming in, they're new employees, they work a ton of overtime because they're excited to work and make extra money, and that only lasts for so long. There are a few people that just love overtime and will always work it, but it definitely helps. But it also helps with community safety, you know, doing more self-initiated activities. Mm-hmm. So when you're shorter staff, you don't have the time to necessarily pull as many traffic stops or, you know, go to these ball games, you know, and doing some of the community policing and things like that. So it definitely helps with safety.
Yeah, and another thing we also have discussed on Community Comment with the Waupun Police Chief is just the amount of work behind the scenes that not a lot of people are aware about when it comes to just making a simple arrest and charging somebody or writing a ticket. There's a lot of paperwork that's involved with a lot of those processes, and that takes somebody off of the street to be able to be a part of the shift and patrol. So having be able to complete that staff, I'm sure, is a huge help to your agency there.
Right. Yeah. Because, like you say, you got paperwork, you got video, you got discussion. discovery and evidence that you've got to provide to the DA's office and to the defense. It just takes time, and when you have the staff that you need, and ultimately I think we need more because our community is growing, and we need to grow with the community. You know, there's going to be some new multi-housing living facilities just north of the truck stop that's going in starting this summer. So I think there's going to be 50 new units, and there's going to be Eagle Packaging is putting a 52,000 square foot facility up near the co-op, and we've already had incidents at the co-op where people have come and some theft complaints and burglary complaints. So we're already seeing that, and so if the community grows, we and our services will need to grow as well.
Yeah, and Pond is in a very unique position because it's really the only community in our area. You could even go outside of Dodge and Fond du Lac counties. It's really the only community that has the amount of prisons within its population. Right. And that's obviously a lot of them are state prisons, so there's state guard, there's other people who operate those facilities. But does that impact on a day-to-day basis what you're able to do having those facilities so close to you in your jurisdiction that you have to be aware about?
Yeah, it does to, sometimes more than others, right?
Sure.
We've had multiple situations where people come to protest. Obviously, we assist with any event like that. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of transient population coming to visit that, we know that drugs are getting into these facilities. Well, how are they getting into these facilities? It's either by the visitors or by staff or whoever comes into that facility. So that affects it. Traffic, obviously traffic stops and control is affected as well. So, yeah, there is in the ambulance service.
Sure.
I mean, that really affects it. They're at the facilities on a regular basis, daily.
Check out the recent hires and to see some of the pictures of the new faces of the Waupun Police Department, you can head to your Facebook page. There's pictures posted of the swearing-in ceremonies. It's always exciting to see those happen with the families coming in and be able to pin the badges on. So it's exciting to hear those new developments there for the Waupun Police Department with their new hires there in the city. I also want to shift gears here and focus a little bit about a more timely topic here as the weather warms up and something that has been discussed on social media here also here in recent days, but there is a code enforcement and right. A lot of it involves what we're junk essentially is the way to round it up. But Chief, I will let you sort of set the stage here and kind of explain what the message is that the Waupun Police Department wants to get out to the community there.
Yeah, and it comes from both the police and the city level. The city leaders want code enforcement to be a priority. We don't necessarily have a code enforcement officer, so the police department is kind of tasked with this. So throughout the year, we go to properties that may have, in essence, junk or unregistered vehicles or just deteriorating properties, too, can be something that we might help the building inspector out with. So we work on this throughout the year, but every spring it seems like people just have accumulated stuff over the winter, and it kind of becomes an eyesore. And there are some ordinances that talks about cleanliness and maintenance of properties. So that's kind of what we focus on, and that's what we're tasked with, and that's what the city leaders and a lot of people in the city want to see. They want to see a nice, clean town that people are proud of, and it makes property values go up and people want to come to our city.
Yeah, I know a lot of communities have, sometimes it's just a different name of it. A lot of it's like beautification ordinances, that you can't have, either grass reach a certain length or, cars parked on the front of the lawn or stuff like that. And I know looking here, we have, if you're watching this, obviously here on Daily Dodge TV and are able to see, we do have the ordinance posted. And looking at that, we can see that bulk pickup for the city is just right around the corner here, a week and a half away, March 31st through April 2nd there in the city. The Waupun Utilities will do their bulk pickup. And that's a good opportunity. Like you said, if you have that waste, if you have all that garbage, you want to get rid of it, those are those opportunities to get that off of your lawn and your property that you don't have these issues.
Even at the police department, we have a bunch of stuff that we want to take to that utilities event. We have all this old electronic stuff that's no longer utilized, or cords or cables or whatnot. It's just junk, so we're going to utilize that utilities event. But I think the bulk pickup, it has specific dates from where it's picked up throughout the city, so keep an eye out for that. I think the city will post something on that as well.
Yeah, I think the City of Waupun Facebook page, I've checked it. They usually do a good job of noting if there's events coming up. I also see here that there's a recycling event happening April 12th, so that's another good opportunity to get rid of a lot of waste and junk that is just collecting on piles on your property. And for maybe the enforcement side of things, if an officer is out and about and they see, we look here and some of the images here on the graphic that we have, like the one on the right there with a pretty decent pile of junk there. What is the protocol if you see that at a property there in Waupun? Is that prompt an officer to stop and discuss with the property owner? Is there citations involved, tickets written up? Or what's the next steps involved if that's seen?
Good question. And if you notice on that one bag, there's a smiley face.
I do see that.
So I like that.
I try maybe to look a little nicer than maybe what it's supposed to look like, but I don't know if it's working.
But yeah, normally what would happen is we'll stop out, talk to the homeowner. We'll probably give them a week or two to take care of it. And if they make that effort, no citation, you know. But if we have to come back after a couple weeks and there's not a good reason that it's not gone, sometimes we do work with people and extend it a little bit. But then it could lead to a citation, an ordinance citation, which is $187. So, $187, that's a good amount of money. You can buy some nice things with $187. So if you can, just, if you got stuff laying around that you don't need anymore and it's not behind a fence or, it's out in the open, please utilize the bulk pickup and the electronic recycling event.
Yeah, I've always wondered too when we have these discussions and there's a lawn covered in, and maybe this is not specifically talking about waste, but say if somebody's working on a project and they have a side of a garage or a house that's being torn down and the lawn is covered in wood and equipment and it's cluttered, but it's things that they're a project that they're currently working on. Is that something that obviously you look and say, all right, this is somebody who will hopefully at some point clean this up and it's not going to stay like this, but how does that work?
Well, I think, at that point, I think about building permits. Do they have a building permit to do this work? And how long is that building permit good for? So, but if it just sits there for a year, we got to make some type of effort to enforce it and have them either complete their project or start enforcing citations.
Yeah, and again, for our viewers or listeners today here on Community Comment, we do have a graphic outlining this ordinance. I do believe also the Waupun Police Department has posted that ordinance as well to their Facebook page that people can go online and reference that whenever they want to have a look at that as well.
Yeah, we posted that this morning, and if you want to know about all the ordinances, you can just Google Waupun Municipal Code, and all the ordinances are online.
Fantastic. If anybody has something, I don't always encourage this because obviously I don't want to bog down phone lines, but if somebody does have a question and they just want to talk to an officer, could they call the not emergency line too and just say, hey, there's something that's going on. It maybe isn't involved with junk and garbage in a yard, something differently, something else entirely. And they just want to get an officer's opinion or discuss it with police. Yeah. Just call that not an emergency number.
That happens very commonly on a regular basis. And we're open to having those conversations.
Fantastic. Again, our guest here, excuse me, on Community Comment this afternoon is Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh. No phone calls, unfortunately, today. If you're happening to catch this live on Daily Dodge TV, we are just streaming on video today due to the Wisconsin Badgers basketball game that is underway. I don't have a current update on me right now, so I can't share if you are watching us and not the basketball game. We do appreciate that, but we can't give you any insights into where things are at with that game at the moment. But due to the game, we are just video streaming today here on Community Comment. But want to now spend a few moments, Chief, discussing a course that the Waupun Police Department recently did with as a part of the Senior Citizens Police Academy not too long ago, but also something that sounds like the department is wanting to offer on an annual basis a couple times across the year. But, Chief, I'll just start off asking just what is this course about?
Yeah, the course is actually called CRAZE, so Civilian Response to Active Shooter Events, and we also talk about active threat events because it's not just shooters anymore, it's active threats. You know, you can have vehicles involved, other weapons involved as well. So what it does is, well, let's look at law enforcement. We're trained in active threat response, right? But a lot of citizens aren't. So what it does is it gives them some education on what they should do during an active critical threat type incident. And, you know, Lieutenant Brzezinski is a certified instructor. So he attends the active threat conference every year that the Department of Justice puts on here in the state of Wisconsin. And they brought up instructors from Texas State University. Mm-hmm. So Texas State actually started the ALERT program, which is basically the officer's response to active threats training. And they also provided, you know, this training for civilians. So Lieutenant Brzezinski got certified in doing that, and he's been open to training people from throughout the community. So it's usually about an hour to 2 hour program, and it went fantastic during the Senior Citizen Academy. And I think we hope to continue to do this throughout the year. He wants to do about 3 or 4 of them a year, and looking to work with organizations and businesses and things like that.
Yeah, one of the primary messages that are being discussed at these courses is the run, hide, and fight method or right. practice. And that's something that is being readily shared with critical incidences, like you had mentioned, Chief. And that's something that somebody could learn if they attend one of these courses, right?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, up on the screen, it talks about deliberation. Deliberation, if you deliberate in one of these type of situations, it's not going to be a good day for you. So have a plan. So you talked about run, hide, fight. Now they have the acronym Avoid, Deny, Defend, but it in essence means the same thing.
Right.
So if something happens in this building and I can't get outside this building, I want to go to a location where I can lock myself in one of these rooms so that somebody can't get in, and I want to barricade myself in there. And you know, that's the deny part of it, and the defend obviously is the fight part of it. And so it makes it easy. It's easy acronyms to remember, and just think of things when you're out and about. Think of what would happen if I'm at the grocery store, or if I'm at the mall, not too many malls these days, but, you know, if I'm at some store shopping,
sure,
or
yeah,
a school or some business, and have a plan, know where the exits are.
Yeah, and I feel like it's something that, you know, if a friend or a family member says something like this, you sometimes maybe will smirk or smile. But if they say, you know, I like to scout out an area before we go, or find out, yeah, where the exits are, what's the best plan of escape if something happens? Because as you mentioned, Chief, yeah, if you're pausing to think and deliberate, that's not always a good thing for somebody if they're in this situation. The best thing is obviously being able to act as quickly as possible, and that helps save as many lives as possible. And that's why a lot of times people will go to websites, view maps, or look things ahead of times before they're at a public venue or event. And what else, when we talk about this civilian response course, are they being taught? Is there specific things that they should be looking out for when they're unfortunately caught in a situation like this? What are some of the things that are being shared with at during this course?
I think the biggest thing is having a plan, because if you don't have a plan, a lot of times what civilians will do is freeze, mm-hmm, and then they end up in a bad spot. So if you don't freeze, you're going to be in a much better, much safer spot. We don't teach them really tactics on anything like law enforcement tactics, but we do let them know, like in the city of Waupun, if there is an active threat, we are likely going to be there within a minute or so. And seconds do matter.
Yeah.
Some other things that we talk about is if you can get training in like stop the bleed, if you're a medical care person, you know, if you can help stopping the bleed, because that ultimately saves lives as well. So a lot of it is just planning and thinking what will actually prepare you for these types of situations.
Yeah, and Chief, you mentioned the hope is to, obviously, just done recently during the Senior Citizens Police Academy. Great response you had mentioned, Chief, there. But the goal is to do this several times throughout the course of the year, and there's no dates that have been announced yet, but I'm sure the department will share those with the public once things are set in stone and times and dates and locations are figured out.
Yeah, we have some targeted businesses that we would like to reach out to and organizations. We have been asked in the past to do, you know, presentations on this, and we have, but now he's certified, and it comes at a different level now, too.
And our guest here today on Community Comment, again, Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh. Again, just video today. No radio broadcast due to the Wisconsin Badgers basketball game. Just a couple of minutes left here on our program today. I want to spend that time with the Chief talking about another training opportunity that the department will be taking part in. It's hopefully I remember this correctly. It's the Mobile Field Force. Is that?
That's correct. That's accurate. Good job.
Thank you. I was reading my notes, and I could not make out my hand. I don't have good handwriting, so yeah. Sometimes if I try to read it back, I get lost with what I end up writing down. But essentially, Chief, this has to do, it ties a little bit into critical incidents and stuff. A lot of it has to deal with crowd control, essentially.
Correct, yeah. So back in 2018, I wrote a grant to receive a bunch of equipment from the state, and we did receive equipment for all of our staff, and we were trained at that time, and we still have a number of us trained in Mobile Field Force. It recently came up last year at one of the LOGZAC meetings here in Dodge County that we should try to put together a multi-agency team because it takes a lot of members. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of, you need a good amount of people to be able to respond to incidents. Often it's 13 members of the team. So the Thoresta Chief, Dan Marcus, he has prior experience with Mobile Field Force down in the Milwaukee area, and he was actually tasked down there when they were dealing with their civil unrest to oversee a team. And the Aaron Birkin, the chief over at Horicon, who came from Milwaukee, also has extensive experience in the Mobile Field Force application. So those two are have a great amount of knowledge in it. And Dan over at Thoresta has been a driving force of putting this together along with the other chiefs. But with that being said, we're going to be offering our staff and countywide the opportunity to join the team. I'm going to have 3 employees from my department on the team, and I think there was seven departments within the county that are going to participate, including Beaver Dam, Dodge County, Thoresta, Horicon, and Mayville. I think that was 7. But
sounds right. That sounds right.
But so that's exciting. It gives, you know, it also gives an opportunity to staff to participate in a countywide group, networking, and learning new tactics.
Essentially, when this is up and running, is it we'll have meetings every so often to discuss things or go through trainings together? What does that look like when things are kind of up and running?
Yeah, they'll have annual trainings, whether it, you know, we don't have that set in stone yet, like how many trainings we're going to have, but they have to get certified through FEMA. So Milwaukee PD has some certified staff members that can come up and train us. And so the team will be trained in April, and then they'll be ready for deployment when necessary, you know, after those dates. And we've our team in Waupun was asked to come down to Madison years ago, and I know a lot of the other local teams have been down in Madison or in Milwaukee area. So we have the equipment. It's not going to really cost Waupun Police Department any money because we have planned for this. There was a big push for this a number of years ago due to the pipeline being built and then also the RNC and the DNC. So there's a lot of teams that were formed and are still being formed.
And I'm sure, too, it is good to have focus on getting trainings and learning new things because it's always been fascinating to me how quickly the protocols change for the way things are done, you know, the way things were taught a couple years ago due to recent incidences and after action reports, you know, things change that how law enforcement is handling these things. So I'm sure being able to have a group that's going through these trainings and learning the new techniques is super important.
Yeah, specialized training, and things have immensely changed in my career from starting, you know, without a computer in the squad car, right? You had to write out tickets. Now we print them out, you know. You didn't have a rifle. You had a shotgun. You didn't have a taser.
Sure.
You know, you had a baton and the OC spray on your belt. But things have definitely changed. There's a lot more tactical gear out there that can protect us, like bullet-resistant shields that we have in the squad cars. You know, I don't think we even had AEDs when I started.
I feel that's, I don't know exactly when, but that definitely feels like a newer development over the last 10, 15 years.
It was probably a couple of years after I started, so probably 20 years ago that we first got AEDs.
Yeah, and interesting, you bring all those instances up. It brings an idea to my head of it would be fascinating to sit down with yourself, other members of law enforcement that have been on the force for 2 decades plus to discuss what was it like when you first got on the beat. You gave us a couple of good examples, but just the differences between what it was like then versus what you guys go through now and just those changes over the years. Sounds like a good topic for another show, because we are just about out of time here today on Community Comment. I want to, again, thank our guest here, Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh, for joining us here on Community Comment today. Chief, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, Chief. And that will do it for today's Community Comment.